Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for May 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, May 2013 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in May 2013. Danilo Munoz reports that two Chapter 11 cases were filed involving more than $100 million in assets in May 2013. During the previous month, there were five bankruptcy mega filings, including one that involved more than $1 billion in assets. Through May 2013, a total of 23 mega cases were filed, including five that involved more than $1 billion in assets. For fiscal year 2012, there were a total of 12 companies that filed for Chapter 11 with excess of $1 billion in assets. Five of those billion-dollar cases were filed in May that year. Meanwhile, a total of 64 mega-filings with assets in excess of $100 million were filed in 2012, compared to 82 mega-filings during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. The month's largest Chapter 11 filing was by Soundshore Medical Center of Westchester, Mount Vernon Hospital, Inc., Howe Avenue Nursing Home, and related entities. They sought Chapter 11 protection on May 29, 2013, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York in White Plains. The Soundshore entities are the largest safety net providers for Southern Westchester County in New York. Affiliated with New York Medical College, Soundshore is a not-for-profit, 242-bed, community-based teaching hospital located in New Rochelle, New York. Mount Vernon Hospital is a voluntary, not-for-profit, 176-bed hospital located in Mount Vernon, New York. Howe Avenue Nursing Home is a 150-bed, comprehensive facility. Soundshore disclosed assets of $159.6 million and liabilities totaling $200 million. Revenue of $241.8 million in 2012 resulted in an operating loss of $16.4 million. The second largest Chapter 11 filing in May was filed by Oak Rock Financial LLC, an asset-based lender. Oak Rock put itself into Chapter 11 on May 6th with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of New York in Central Islip. The company disclosed assets of $131.1 million and debt totaling $99.9 million in the Chapter 11 papers. On April 29th, three Israeli banks filed an involuntary Chapter 7 petition claiming that Oak Rock is a, quote, massive fraud that represented having $2.5 million of additional borrowing power from its bank lenders, when in reality, the loans were overdrawn by $47 million. The fraud allegations have been corroborated by Oak Rock's newly appointed chief restructuring officer, Clifford Zucker, from Cohn-Resnick LLP. Mr. Zucker described the discovery of, quote, misconduct by company president John Murphy, saying he misstated collateral standing behind $90 million in secured bank loans. Mr. Murphy, who was the target of an FBI investigation, has since resigned and, quote, is nowhere to be found. Oak Rock provided revolving lines of credit to dealers in consumer goods, who used advances to finance purchases by the dealer's own customers. In addition to the bank loan, Oak Rock financed the business by selling $62.8 million in participations in the loans it made to customers, according to a court filing by Mr. Zucker. None of the two mega filings involved a prepackaged or prearranged bankruptcy. During the first 5 months of 2013, 12 of the 23 mega filings involved a prepackaged Chapter 11. For fiscal year 2012, 13 of the 64 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, or about 20% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 83 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks, prearranged cases, were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the month of May, one mega filing each came from the finance and healthcare industries. During the first 5 months of 2013, 10 of the mega filings belong to the information industry, four are involved in manufacturing, and three are involved in healthcare. The distribution of mega bankruptcy cases by industry for 2012 is manufacturing, 10 cases, 16%. Information, 8 cases, 13%. Finance and insurance, 7 cases, 11%. Real estate, 6 cases, 9%. Transportation, 5 cases, 8%. Others, 28 cases, 44%. The distribution of bankruptcy mega cases by industry for 2011 is manufacturing, 14 cases, 17%. Accommodation and food services, 12 cases, 14%. Finance and insurance, 9 cases, 11%. Information, 8 cases, 10%. Retail trade, 7 cases, 8%. Real estate, 7 cases, 8%. Others, 26 cases, 32%. For the month of May, one mega filing each was filed in the southern and eastern districts of New York. For the first 5 months of 2013, the bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware cornered the lion's share with 14 of the 20 mega filings, while the Southern District of New York had only 4 mega filings. Last year, the bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 21. The Delaware bankruptcy court had 19 of the mega cases. In 2011, the Delaware bankruptcy court was the most favored venue with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. For the first 5 months of 2013, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Dex One Corp., which filed for Chapter 11, listing total assets of $2.84 billion and total liabilities of $2.79 billion. Other billion-dollar filers are Dex One's merger partner, Supermedia Inc., publisher Reader's Digest, vodka producer Central European Distribution Corp., or CEDC, and New Jersey casino operator Revel. For the first 5 months of 2013, Young, Conway, Stargett & Taylor, LLP, represented 5 of the 23 mega filings either as counsel or co-counsel. The law firm represented the school specialty, Penson Worldwide, Supermedia, Otelco, and Rotech Healthcare in their respective Chapter 11 cases. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.